past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the Maker Brass Paul News Network. What are we going to talk about today? We're talking about a bunch of fucking quickies. The show is so jam-packed with quickies, I can't go over all of them. And then we'll talk about proof that anybody with an anime avatar is mentally ill. Why are women like this? Man invents ultimate DoorDash hack. And Hassan is having meltdown because nobody watches his garbage anymore. That's the show. Thank you for joining me. It's going to be awesome. Before we get into it, I want to say thanks everybody for surfing Pole News Central and checking it out. He said he was getting tons of traffic and stuff. So thank you for supporting the site. Thank you for any donations. Thank you for everything. Go check it out if you haven't been there yet. It's awesome. PoleNewsCentral.com. Daily news except Sunday because bless our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's awesome. Go check it out. I was going to do a Pole News Central day, but there's just too much fucking shit. So maybe tomorrow. Next, I got to talk about Laura Loomer and Nick Fuentes fucking because I have more proof that they fucked. Okay. I've said for many whiles that Hitler quote, I guess I could do Hitler quote, sure. I guess we could do the Hitler quote. It's so long though, it's so big and long. Look how big it is, fuck. Alas, the German homeland also became brave. The war has been carried to its cities, markets, towns, and villages. Still, its privations and sacrifices cannot be compared with the superhuman hardships that our soldiers face in fighting at the various fronts. Especially in the East, Russia, Poland. Therefore, it is the duty of the homeland, its debt of honor, to show them that, regardless of the difficulties which it must bear itself, it never for one second forgets its soldiers at the front. Luke says, I thought Nick was gay. Is he bi now? He's not gay. I don't think he ever slept with Catboy Cammy. He just slept in the same hotel room as Catboy Cammy. They might have shared a bed. God, they're gay now, I guess. I don't know. I don't think Nick Fuentes did anything with Catboy Cammy. Maybe. But I definitely think he fucked Laura Loomer.
When I ran for Congress, I ran twice. I remember the second time I ran, it was very close. And I'd actually won on election night. And then there was an infusion of mail-in ballots. And Nick drove on his birthday, okay, 4 hours from my...
Pole News Central says, so not really gay, but... Yeah, probably a little bit gay.
Miami, each way, to the villages, and I will never forget this, okay? I will never forget it. I was bawling my eyes out, I was crying, I was so upset because it was very hard running for Congress while being banned on all social media. The first deplatformed candidate in United States history. Daily Wire never helped me. Ben Shapiro never helped me, right? So when you talk about like how Jews stick together, I didn't get any help from any Jewish organizations. And I was at the time the youngest woman ever running for Congress. They could have had the youngest woman ever in Congress as a Jewish Republican with America First policies. But they decided to keep me blacklisted and demonized and call me anti-Muslim and all these names. But you know who did show up to my election night and gave me a hug when I was in the back room crying and told me everything was going to be okay? Nick Fuentes.
And fucked the shit out of me, Nick Fuentes.
When people say he's like some evil person and they say, why won't you disavow him, Laura? And I've lost friends over this. Like, there's people that will, like, they don't support me anymore. I'm telling you, like, I probably lost over $120,000 of donations for my campaign from donors that told me they weren't going to.
Whatever. Nick Fuentes came and, quote, hugged her, unquote. Yeah, sure. You fucked the shit out of her, Nick. Why would you drive 4 hours on your birthday to see Laura Loomer? Driving 4 hours on your birthday for somebody else. What could Nick be possibly thinking? Whatever, moving on. Nick Fuentes fucked Laura Loomer or something. Senator Joe Lieberman dies at 82. Wow, I have no fucking clue who this is. John Lieberman, former Connecticut senator and Al Gore's running mate in 2000, has died. He was 82. Wow. Bye, Boomer. Get the fuck out, Boomer. Bye. Fuck Boomers. Fuck them. Later. Zoom Zooms should replace Next thread that is a quickie. Next quickie. Next quickie! You wouldn't care about politics if you had a girlfriend. You're right. Oh my God. You guys. If Lou had a girlfriend or a bunch of whammons, I would just have no fucking time for the show. There'd be no show. I forgot to calculate that into the equation. If I had a girlfriend or something, there just would be no time for the fucking show. So, you know, oof, oof, oof. I want an anti-Semitic girlfriend or Jewess. Nothing in between. Dude, do not marry a Jewess, you fucking... What the fuck? That has to be a kike. What the hell? No, stop. Stop. Wrong. Next quickie. How to reset pleasure. No, NoFap doesn't work. After 20 years of porn and electronic use, I need a strong-ass supplement or drug to bring joy in my life and reset my brain. Heard people mentioning 9-MeBC, which I assume is some sort of drug. Any golden nuggets? Yeah, the golden nugget is don't fucking whack off the porn every single day and desensitize yourself. It's called desensitization. Desensitization. And the only thing that will get rid of it, really, and it won't even really get rid of it because it's always in your brain. It's always, unless you could erase your fucking goddamn memory, it's kind of there. So you kind of have fucked yourself. You've just fucked yourself. But extended lengths, like a year of celibacy, maybe could kick it towards the other direction. I don't know. That's rough, man. That's tough. You've just fucked. It's like a girl using a giant dragon dildo, blowing her fucking snatch out. Like, why? Why? Stop. Clownwell says, not true. I'm proof. I assume of the whammons taking all the time. Yeah. 500 milligrams of magnesium. That's probably like Dio or something. I took the magnesium. Are you taking magnesium? Gotta take magnesium. Yeah, it helps. Yeah. This America says, do NoFap, cut down on YouTube, cut down on phone use, cut down on sugar, cut down on alcohol. Dude, no, just cut down on strange, weird shit just stop desensitizing yourself. Next, Creaky, how's your self-improvement going? Are you ready for the summer? Pictures like a Chad dude with a hot whammons. Living the dream. My self-improvement is going great. I've been fasting for 5 days, and I will continue to fast until I am under 200 pounds, at which point I will stop fasting temporarily and then fast again until I'm probably like 180. I don't know. I'm going to keep going. I look at myself in the mirror. I just don't see how. I don't know. The numbers ain't adding up. I don't know. But I got to get under 200 for sure. So that's going to happen this time. 100%. Can't wait. Self-improvement going great. I hope everyone else is self-improving. You gotta self-improve yourself. You gotta better yourself or people. Why would somebody want you if you don't want yourself? Gotta self-improve. Gotta do it. It's hard work, but whatever. Must be done. Pool News Central says 2 weeks in the woods with nothing but a knife would solve all his problems. Wow. Full Metal Alchemist levels of basidry. Tits is good, but ass is non-existent. Oh, on the whammons up there. Eh, you're right. Oh well. Eh. Self-improve, exercise, workout, fast. Don't eat or drink sugar. It is so bad for you. Don't do that. Next thread. Women hate gays now for not liking them. What the fuck? This thread is only in here so I could talk about... There was so much gay shit on 4chan today. There's normally not that much gay shit on poll. There's of course, the tranny shit. I don't know, but there's not that much gay shit. But there was quite a bit of gay shit on the board today. Like this. Like, oh, gay guys are actually good and blah, 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 blah. No. What the fuck? Random. Random timing. Well, that's all I was gonna say. Just lots of weird pro-gay threads this morning. Strange. Stop, please. Next quickie. Joe Rogan, the fucking retard. Joe Rogan says Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. More guys, the pendulum is shifting. I talked about it before the show started, but we already have just weird mainstream YouTubers talking about red heifers. Beyond that, we have Joe Rogan talking about Israel committing genocide. It's like, do you feel the fucking momentum shift? Do you feel the public turning against the Jews like every time before? Time is a flat circle. Clownwell says herbs in all fields, just call Opie a faggot and filter. For Joe Rogan? Hilarious. whatever, onto the actual show. I don't want the show to be a fucking hour long, and it won't be. It'll be a great 30 minutes. Perfect. First thread, this is proof anybody with an anime avatar is mentally ill. Be 19 years... Oh, look it. Look! Luke! It's Tomiko! Look, Tomiko! Look, Luke, Tomiko! Wow, literally me or something. So, I told him my car, it's in the river. Dobble Lobble says. Be 19 years old, high-functioning autist. Wow, that's us. Wonder what it's like to kill. Go outside. Find hobo under bridge. Kill him. Cut off hands. Cut off forearms. Cut off arms. Throw the pieces around. Keep hands and head in a bag and store it in a closet at home. Try to dispose of the body and sink my car into river during the process. Go on Discord. Mom finds bag and calls police. Wow, the dude. Wow, what a mom. That's like, oh fuck, my son killed somebody. Yeah, I guess I would turn on my kin at that moment as well. Crazy. Anime website. Do not engage with anime avatars. Anime website. Yeah. Take your meds. Take your meds. No link. Whatever. It's probably fake. I don't care. Everything here posted is a work of fiction. Everybody should know that already. Whatever. Next slide. These actual threads are almost like quickie threads. But whatever. They'll get more substantive as the show commences. The moment World War III starts in the Middle East, says Heretic, you know who did it. Byron Stinson, a Texas cattle rancher. Everyone's talking about the goddamn heifers and the Texas cattle rancher that gave them. Hilarious. You're not wrong, Heretic. You're not wrong. It's so mainstream, and everybody's talking about it, and it's like, I'm counterculture, so I'm frustrated at such things. But also, I'm happy at everything happening. It's like when everybody hates the Jews, is 4chan gonna love the Jews? No, but we're gonna revel in the work that we've done and the things we've accomplished. My future son could kill anyone he wants as long as it's not me. I guess. Wow. Yeah. Shows off turbo tits. Calls you a creep for stroking your willy to them. Why are women like this? Left pick is a girl, or whammons, with turbo tits, mega tits, giant bazingas. She's obviously being provocative with them. She's jumping up and down with her giant bazingas. She's showing her giant bazingas off. And then she says, certain men were insanely creepy to me because I was thicker. So I started losing weight, slowly and healthily. Shut the fuck up, use Ozempic, you bitch. I lost several cup sizes out of spite, and I'm getting a reduction out of spite. You can't be normal and treat me like a person. You don't get nice things. That being said, I generally prefer and feel better with a learner body type. I think she means a leaner body type, and it's been that way for years. A big chest is a disability, but those freaks were the push I needed. Wow. Wow. And she has like a no man shirt on. Rough. Rough. This Grease Anon says, what is it about Jewish women that's so alluring? Shut up, Kite! Stop your subversions! Stop. Women love proving men right. Prove me wrong. Partly. She seems to be proud that she allowed men to control her life and changed her body specifically because of men, rather than just being herself for herself. Very accurate. This Nazi says Jewish women are nuts. They're fucking evil itself as well, so don't propagate that seed. Stop. This Leaf says women have no sense of reason or accountability. That is way true, yes. Believe it or not, making every decision in your life based entirely on spite towards men is actually a sign of mental stability. In our current society, yeah, kind of, Leaf. I know this was sarcasm, but it's hard-hitting sarcasm. Kaikish Melker's thread. Yes, Kaikish Melker's. Kaiser Melkers! What the fuck is a learner body type? It's a misspelling of leaner. That's what it is. Life on easy mode with Game Genie codes? Flush her only asset down the toilet. Claims men keeping women down. Yeah. Weird logic. The Birbong says, the trick is to understanding to not care what women think, only what men do matters. Yeah, only what men do and say matters. Women should go in the kitchen and make a fucking sandwich. It's a Pandora's box kind of deal, I think. Yeah, definitely. Jewish women are mentally ill. Dude, all women are fucking crazy. They're all crazy. Women can't handle being attractive. A ton of them poon out over male attention. I think their social value structure is discombobulated. It's not right. They get so much social value early. Women get so much social value early and it just depletes as they grow older. And it's a weird setup. Whereas men have to work for everything. It's rough. Whatever. Next thread. Men invent ultimate DoorDash hack. Man invents ultimate DoorDash hack. Man, it looks like a nigger to me. You mean a nigger? That's not a man, that's a nigger, you fucking faggot. It's a nigger. Nigger. Do you also see how the nigger has his own barbecue sauce? I think he has a sweet baby. Is that Sweet Baby Ray's? Some motherfucker have Sweet Baby Ray's? His own bottle of Sweet Baby? I was watching this hitchhiker guy, and he was going around. Some guy brought him a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's. And some chick, like, is fucking niggers and Sweet Baby Ray's? What the fuck? It's not that great. Anyways, editing my pictures so I can get my money back on DoorDash. The left picture is super raw looking meat. The right picture is what it actually looks like and it's done. It's fine. Is it over for delivery services now that we're no longer a high trust society? How are they and the restaurants they deliver for going to make it when faced with Photoshop? I don't even think that's Photoshop, dude. It's probably just a little filter. It's probably just a little red filter on there, man. It's probably not even Photoshop, just some stupid phone shit. Carl says, never go anywhere without hot sauce. Exactly, you need lots of sauce. Sauce! Salt and pepper is required. I need salt. I need salt on everything that I eat. Extra salt. I love salt. Brown hands stealing. Many such cases. Typical nigger behavior. It is, but is DoorDash really that great of a company? Should we be championing saving DoorDash? Maybe they're both in the wrong. Maybe I don't like both of them. If it hurts the restaurants that are doing it, I don't know, but Restaurant takes picture of order before sending it out. Adds name to global blacklist for fraud. Dude, it's name to global blacklist? What are you talking about? It's fucking DoorDash, you fuck. What are you talking about? They're gonna ban DoorDash? They could just not take DoorDash orders, which many places don't. They will blacklist you if you start doing that. Same with Amazon. Well, DoorDash will blacklist you on their app, and then you just make another fucking account, and you somehow unlink it from your other account, which I guess is harder than it appears to be. I don't know. So, get a different phone. I'd eat the burger on the left. I've eaten burgers that raw. Oh, maybe a little less raw than this. But, I mean, I've eaten burgers that are pretty raw. When I was a kid, I used to eat raw ground beef, which is not good. I mean, I watched Cole do that. Don't do that, man. If you do eat lots of raw beef, you have to take some anti-parasitical. If that's even a word. You have to take the horse paste, the ivermectin or something. You gotta take something that gets rid of parasites if you're eating raw beef. If you're eating raw beef and not getting rid of the parasites, dude, that's you're gonna get fucking brain parasites. You're gonna get brain worms. Clan World says that's a meme flag. Spoiler, Amazon didn't give a fuck for years returning anything and everything. Just recently they picked up on it. Dude, I'm still returning. Dude, I've still returned everything to Amazon. They haven't given me any problems yet. I've returned everything to Amazon. The biggest problem I've had is when I returned that GoPro broke and it was like 60 days over the warranty or 60 days past the Amazon take back point. They still took it back. They just made me take a $30 hit on it, which I was like, okay, whatever. And then I used that to get my new camera and it was a used one and they forgot to send me a piece of it. I don't know, it was like this rotational mount or some shit. So I contacted them about it. And then they took like one third of the price of the camera off and gave it to me as credit. I was like, okay, cool. So I mean, Amazon's still doing awesome stuff, I guess, with the refunds and shit. I've never had a problem with that. But it is getting a little harder on Amazon. PNC says everyone should take horse paste once a year just to make sure. Dude, I took the horse paste, didn't feel anything. So if anyone's scared to take the horse paste, I don't know, man, it's not that bad. Just take the horse paste. It's easy. Everyone's laughing at the nigger stealing.
Samaritan says life hack, never pay for replacements again, buy the replacement item, then return the old item in the box. Dude, that's an old trick, dude. Everybody knows that stupid trick. You're not smart or clever. Everybody knows that. Luke says, should I start taking horse paste? No, you're super young. You have super young, awesome gene cells or whatever, and they keep you healthy. Don't worry about it. You don't need it till you're like an adult and have a really weak immune system and shit, and then bugs fester within your brain. Carl says, I'm just not gonna take it, the horse paste. Dude, it's good for you, bro. Post a link to horse paste for humans. You literally take the horse paste for horses, and it says, not for human use, like 5 times on the label, and you just literally throw that piece of paper out, and then you take it's like dosed in the perfect increment already. So you just, I don't know, it just works. Deworming is good. You should deworm. Everybody should deworm. Worms are a problem. Horse paste gave me the power of a horse. Whatever. Let's go to the finale of the day. Finale of the day, last thread! Woo! This actually be quality. Maybe this will be quality. Probably not. Hassan Piker is having a meltdown because nobody watches his garbage anymore. Hassan, I'm so sad. I think the streams are bangers, but people just don't see them. Aww, Hassan. Guys, Hassan was one of the biggest YouTubers on YouTube. One of the biggest. Millions of people viewed him. Thousands, tens of thousands watch his streams. Tens of thousands on Twitch, on YouTube. He was big. But then he named the kike. You know, you can't do that, Hassan. Oh, and he doesn't even see why his numbers are gone. Like, Hassan named the kike. So the kike censors Hassan. Then Hassan's like, why are my streams are bangers, but people just don't see them. It's because you named the Jew, Hassan. You named the kike. You were sucking their dick, and then you turned on them. So now you get punished, you idiot. These fucking people don't even know who their enemies are. Hassan, we used to be a community. We used to be a community. I hate what my community is becoming. Give fucked. I swear Twitch streaming isn't about the actual content. It's about whether people want to pay attention to you or not. And clout. All that shit was a banger. And 13,000 watched. Like I'm fucking gaming at 8. Dude, this dude is mad that 13,000 people watched him. Holy fucking ungrateful. What? Dude, 13,000 people. Dude, that's a lot of people. That's like 3 stadiums of people. Small town stadiums of people. Fuck. That's crazy, dude. And you're mad? What the hell? I'm done. I hate this job. I'm not streaming today. Oh my. I only got 13,000 people watching me. I'm not streaming anymore. Wah. I'm gonna kill myself. Do it, faggot. Do it. And hero, faggot. The best streams have 5 viewers. Damn fucking right, dude. Niche content is best content. Every niche show I've ever watched has been better than any mainstream shit. And when it dies, I am always sad. Every time a niche show dies, I am so sad. And every time a niche show gets big, I am also sad. It's a fucking goddamn paradox you're in. Either the show dies because it's not popular enough and you lose your thing you love, or it gets super popular and it gets ruined. It's a fucking, an oxymoron is what it is. Hassan said to himself he's a pussy. Dude, Hassan is a fucking pussy. He wouldn't take Sam Hyde's fight. Like Clown World says, yeah, it's just dumb. It's fucking stupid. We need an hero these days. Exactly. We need an hero. I'm sure Soros can viewbot his garbage stream some more, says a kike. Dude, of course the Jews don't like... Dude, yes, the Jews don't like Hassan. Hassan turned on them, and now the Jews hate him. It makes perfect fucking sense. The show must go on, Hassan. This is the job you signed up for. You were always meant to be the joke. Exactly. This America says, never post, I'm gonna kill myself. They could take you away for observation, then bill you thousands of dollars more after it's said and done. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, he's talking about 5150. It's 5150. They take you for mental shit. Yeah. Or it's because you're gonna harm yourself, so they wanna protect you. So they have to hold you to make sure you're not gonna hurt yourself. All grifters must suffer. Exactly. Hassan never provided any substance to his streams and is usually wrong 90% of the time on anything political. He's gained so much success just by being at the right place at the right time. And dude, and his family, dude. His family's rich. His family's rich. YouTube promoted him because he was super far left. He was like socialist. Like down with the patriarchy. Down with rich, the rich. Just awful. More than 1,000 viewers unsubbed. Yeah. This German says, literal retard is probably crying because he was 1,000 viewers less than usual. I see these entitled cunts crying everywhere. It's tiresome. They somehow think there's some kind of gods that know. That's me. And everyone should give a fuck what they're doing. You should, yeah, it's literally me. When they take a shit in the toilet, when they make, I don't give a fuck about that. That's like fucking, oh, I gotta check that guy out. That one arm, one leg, half a brain bandit. That's, dude, he literally does videos while he's shitting on the toilet. Zero fucks given. Oh, that guy's hilarious. When they make a comment about something, the absolute epitome of narcissists that are good at faking that they care about, the retards watching them when they absolutely don't. They don't care about the people watching them. I care greatly about my friends. I love each and every friend equally. I love everybody. Luke says, I have an unironed Nazi flag on my wall. Lies! Lies. Lies and deceit. Your family would turn on you. Anyways, that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Hassan having a meltdown. Hassan losing all his viewers. Aw, you named the kikes and now they punish you. Aw, who's your real enemy? It's crazy. Dumb. Carl says he can only read Donos, so no, he doesn't understand Marxism. Yeah, the dude said tax the rich, and then got taxed and was mad. It's kind of humorous, a little. The recording bunked out. Have a great day. Love you all. Please like, comment, subscribe. Goodbye.